week after the Armagh match, we got stuck into, you know, our championship training, and it went very, very well as far as I'm concerned. We kept a low key and we pushed hard, and you know, there have been no complaints from the lads. So I mean, like, at this point in time, all the signs would be good.
Yeah, and was that a conscious decision, one you took earlier in the year, or was it as a result of the Armagh game that you found maybe that you were a bit behind? Or
I don't think so. I think the way most teams would prepare would be just to get through. Once your National League campaign is over, you tend to do a bit of stamina work then, and you move it on then for, you know, for your championship, and that's the way it was. No, it would have been the plan all along, just to get the league out of the way, and as I said, just put all our attention then on the championship there.
General feeling in the county that this team hasn't performed in recent years in the championship. In, okay, you've got runs in the back door and the qualifiers, but really, you know, most people eye an Ulster championship as a more realistic goal, and it hasn't happened in the last two seasons in particular, losing to Derry 2 years ago and a very disappointing defeat to Ter Antrim last year.
Yeah, that's a fair comment. You know, I think it's the first round of the championship is where you lay down your marker, you know, and while you can go on and have, you know, a bit of success in the back door, I think the first round of the Ulster championship really sets out your stall and gives people, you know, in the rest of the country an indication as to where you're at. So we'd very much like to be taking the front door route this year rather than the way it has been this last number of years. Playing most of our football in the qualifiers.
Is there a different build up this year to last year? Last year, and I say it in the sense of last year, there was your raging hot favourites. You know, it was a game you couldn't lose in most supporters' eyes, and I'm sure, I know, speaking of Kevin Cassidy, that filtered through to the players. It's certainly not the case this year.
No, there's a great focus this year. I mean, I guess if you don't play well on the day, there's no doubt at all about it, but you're going to get beat, you know, and that's the way championship football should be. I think last year there seemed to be a kind of a sense out there that regardless how you play, you're gonna win, and it's very hard to prepare a team and get a team mentally right under those kind of circumstances. So now, without a doubt, there's a lot more focus this year, and we're in against a team that had a good league campaign and would be in most people's eyes on the up. So you know, we know what we're up against, but It's nice to have a challenge laid down in front of you.
Are we going to see a different Donegal Sunday than we've seen for a while?
Well, you're going to see championship football. That's one thing for sure. I think a lot of the players are at the stage in their career where really it's unlikely to happen for them the more years that go by. You know, so I think this is a big game. I mean, like, we're not looking past this game by no means, but. I think it'll be hard road back for a lot of the elderly players on the team if we don't make an impression. So I would expect that to rub off on the performance.